Disclaimer. This podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. I am not a doctor, and this is not medical advice. Do not use this information to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always speak with a qualified healthcare provider before starting or stopping any medication, supplement, or peptide. If you are pregnant, nursing, have a medical condition, or take prescription medications, you need professional guidance before making changes. Now, let's get into it. Today we're talking about ghrelin. And if you've ever heard ghrelin described as the hunger hormone, that is absolutely correct, but it's also an oversimplification. Because ghrelin is not just about hunger. Ghrelin is one of the most fascinating hormones in the human body because it influences appetite, metabolism, body composition, mood, sleep, inflammation, gut function, blood sugar, and even growth hormone release. So yes, ghrelin makes you hungry, but it also plays a role in energy regulation, survival, and repair. And if you are someone who is interested in peptides, fat loss, muscle building, longevity, or metabolic health, understanding ghrelin is one of the smartest things you can do. Because when you understand ghrelin, you start to understand why people get ravenous during dieting, why weight loss is so hard to maintain, why GLP-1 medications work so well, and why certain peptides like growth hormone secretagogues are even effective in the first place. So, let's break it down from the beginning. Ghrelin is a hormone that is primarily produced in the stomach. Specifically, it's produced mostly by cells in the lining of the stomach, but it is also produced in smaller amounts in the small intestine, pancreas, and even the brain. And ghrelin's main job is to signal to the brain that the body needs energy. When ghrelin rises, it tells your brain, "Hey,
eat.
We need fuel." This is why ghrelin levels typically rise before meals and drop after eating. So if you've ever noticed that you tend to get hungry at the same times every day, that's partly because your body has a ghrelin rhythm. Your body learns your meal schedule, and ghrelin starts to spike in anticipation. Now here's where it gets really interesting. Ghrelin doesn't just make you hungry. Ghrelin also makes food more rewarding. That means ghrelin influences dopamine pathways. It increases the pleasure and motivation associated with eating. So when ghrelin is high, not only do you feel hungry, but food feels more exciting. That's why dieting is brutal. Because when you reduce calories for long enough, your ghrelin levels increase, and your brain starts acting like you are in survival mode. And the body is not stupid. It does not want to lose weight. From an evolutionary perspective, weight loss meant famine, starvation, and death. So the body has a built-in defense system. And one of the biggest defense systems is ghrelin. Now, let's talk about what ghrelin actually is on a biochemical level. Ghrelin is a peptide hormone. It is made up of amino acids, like many hormones and signaling molecules in the body. But ghrelin has a special feature. It needs to be activated by a fatty acid modification, specifically an octanoyl group, which is basically an 8-carbon fatty acid chain. This process is called acylation. And this is critical, because only acylated ghrelin is able to strongly activate the ghrelin receptor, which is called the growth hormone secretagogue receptor, also known as GHSR. Yes, that name matters. Because that receptor is the same receptor that many growth hormone peptides target. So when you hear peptides like GHRP2, GHRP6, Ipamorelin, Hexarelin, or even Sermorelin combined with these, they are working in the same hormonal neighborhood. Because ghrelin is deeply connected to growth hormone release. And that's one of the biggest points people miss. Ghrelin is not just hunger. Ghrelin is also a growth hormone stimulator. When ghrelin binds to its receptor, it stimulates growth hormone release from the pituitary gland. And growth hormone does a lot of things. It affects fat metabolism, muscle preservation, recovery, sleep quality, skin, and tissue repair. So ghrelin, in a weird way, is part of the body's survival toolkit. It encourages eating, but it also encourages growth hormone release, which can help maintain lean mass and mobilize fat stores under certain conditions. So if you want the big picture, ghrelin is part of the system that helps your body survive stress, starvation, and energy deficits. Now, let's get into some practical real-world effects. When ghrelin is high, you tend to feel hungry. But hunger isn't always the same. Sometimes it's physical hunger, like your stomach feels empty. Sometimes it's psychological hunger, like cravings. Sometimes it's emotional hunger. Ghrelin can amplify all of those. Because ghrelin interacts with the hypothalamus, which is a part of the brain that regulates appetite, energy balance, and hormones. It also interacts with the reward centers of the brain. So it can affect your cravings for high-calorie foods, especially carbohydrates and fatty foods. This is why when someone is sleep-deprived, stressed out, or dieting hard, they don't crave a salad. They crave pizza. They crave sweets. They crave comfort foods. And ghrelin is one of the hormones driving that. Now, let's talk about what makes ghrelin go up. The number one thing that increases ghrelin is an empty stomach. So fasting increases ghrelin. Calorie restriction increases ghrelin. And chronic dieting can increase baseline ghrelin levels. That means the longer you diet, the more your body fights back. And this is a major reason why people lose weight, then regain it. Because ghrelin stays elevated for a long time after weight loss. There are studies showing that ghrelin can remain higher even months after weight reduction, making hunger feel constant. So the body doesn't just adapt during the diet. It adapts after the diet. It basically tries to drag you back to your previous weight. And again, that's survival. Now, other things that can raise ghrelin include sleep deprivation. If you don't sleep enough, ghrelin rises. And at the same time, another hormone called leptin tends to drop. Leptin is basically the satiety hormone, meaning it tells you that you're full. So when you don't sleep, your hunger hormone goes up and your fullness hormone goes down. That is literally the perfect storm for overeating. So if someone tells me they're struggling with cravings, binge eating, or nighttime snacking, one of the first things I ask is, how is your sleep? Because sleep is hormone control. Sleep is appetite control. Sleep is fat loss control. Now, stress can also affect ghrelin. Chronic stress can increase ghrelin, and ghrelin can sometimes increase comfort eating behaviors. But this gets complicated because ghrelin may also have some anti-anxiety effects in certain situations. So it's not as simple as saying ghrelin is bad. Ghrelin may rise in stress as a protective mechanism. Basically, your body is saying, we're stressed. We might need extra energy. So again, survival. Now, what decreases ghrelin?
Eating.
But not all foods affect ghrelin the same way. Protein tends to suppress ghrelin more effectively than carbs or fats. This is why high-protein diets tend to reduce hunger. Also, certain fibers can help reduce ghrelin. And balanced meals that stabilize blood sugar can reduce ghrelin spikes. Now let's talk about a huge misconception. People assume ghrelin is the enemy. Like, ghrelin makes me hungry, therefore ghrelin is bad. But ghrelin is not bad. Ghrelin is essential. Because if you didn't have ghrelin, you might not feel hunger properly and your metabolism and growth hormone signaling could be impaired. Also, ghrelin plays a role in gastrointestinal motility, meaning it helps move food through the digestive tract. It can influence stomach emptying. And it can influence how well your gut functions. So ghrelin is part of digestion too. Now, let's get into one of the most interesting aspects of ghrelin. Ghrelin can increase growth hormone release. But what does that mean for body composition? Growth hormone tends to increase lipolysis, which is fat breakdown. It helps mobilize fat for energy. It can also help preserve lean tissue. That's why some people are interested in growth hormone secretagogues, because they can increase growth hormone pulses without directly injecting growth hormone. Now, is ghrelin itself used as a peptide in the biohacking world? Not commonly. Most people are not injecting ghrelin directly. Instead, they use peptides that mimic ghrelin's action at the receptor, like GHRP6 or epimorlin. But understanding ghrelin helps you understand why those peptides may increase appetite. Because some of them do. For example, GHRP6 is well known for increasing hunger. It's almost infamous for it. That's because it strongly stimulates the ghrelin receptor. So if someone is underweight, has trouble eating enough, is trying to bulk, or is recovering from illness, something that increases appetite might be beneficial. But if someone is trying to lose fat, stimulating hunger may not be what they want. So it's all about context. Now, epimorlin tends to be considered a cleaner growth hormone secretagogue because it can stimulate growth hormone with less appetite stimulation than GHRP6. But still, the ghrelin system is involved. So when people ask, Why do these peptides make me hungry? The answer is often because you're messing with the ghrelin pathway. Now, let's talk about ghrelin and fat loss. Here's the truth. Ghrelin is one of the main reasons fat loss is psychologically difficult. Because when you lose fat, ghrelin rises. So your body becomes more food-focused. You think about food more. You crave food more. You feel hungrier. Your satiety signals don't hit as hard. And your reward system makes food feel more tempting. That's why someone can lose 30 pounds, feel amazing, but still feel like they could eat the entire kitchen. And people think they lack discipline. But it's not just discipline. It's hormones. And ghrelin is one of the biggest. Now, let's bring up leptin again. Leptin is produced by fat cells. So when you have more body fat, you usually have higher leptin. And leptin tells your brain that you have enough energy stored. When you lose fat, leptin drops. So your brain gets the message, we are running low on stored energy. And at the same time, ghrelin rises. So you have low satiety and high hunger. This is why fat loss maintenance is harder than fat loss itself, because your hormones shift into defense mode. Now, does ghrelin have benefits?
Yes.
And this is where the longevity crowd gets interested. Ghrelin may have protective roles in the cardiovascular system. It may influence inflammation. It may influence insulin sensitivity in certain contexts. It may have effects on muscle metabolism. It may even have neuroprotective roles. And researchers have studied ghrelin in relation to brain function, cognition, and mood. Because ghrelin can cross the blood-brain barrier, meaning it can directly interact with the brain. Now, ghrelin has been studied in conditions like depression and anxiety. Some data suggests ghrelin can have antidepressant-like effects under stress. But it's not straightforward, because hunger and mood are deeply connected. And ghrelin's role might depend on whether it's acute or chronic, and what environment the person is in. But the main point is this. Ghrelin is not just a stomach hormone. It's a brain hormone, too. Now, let's talk about ghrelin and insulin. This is where it gets a little controversial and complicated. Ghrelin tends to increase appetite, which obviously can lead to higher calorie intake. But ghrelin also has direct effects on glucose metabolism. Some research suggests ghrelin can reduce insulin secretion in certain situations, meaning ghrelin might raise blood sugar in the short term. But again, context matters. Because ghrelin is designed to prepare the body to seek food, and when you seek food, you need energy availability. So ghrelin may act as a signal that mobilizes glucose and energy stores. In survival terms, it's like the body saying, go hunt. Now let's talk about ghrelin and sleep. Ghrelin rises when you are sleep deprived. And ghrelin is also tied into growth hormone pulses, which are heavily influenced by deep sleep. So if you're sleep deprived, you're increasing hunger signals and decreasing recovery hormones. This is why poor sleep can lead to fat gain, muscle loss, and worse body composition over time. Even if your calories are not dramatically higher, your hormonal environment shifts. Now, ghrelin is also connected to circadian rhythm, meaning it has daily patterns. And if you disrupt your circadian rhythm, like staying up late, eating at random times, or traveling across time zones, you can throw ghrelin off. That's why night shift workers often struggle with weight, because their hunger signals become chaotic. Now, let's talk about ghrelin and the gut. Ghrelin is produced in the stomach, and it plays a role in gastric motility. That means it can influence how quickly the stomach empties. It may also play a role in acid secretion. And it's part of a larger group of gut hormones that communicate with the brain, including GLP-1, PYY, CCK, and others. So your gut is basically an endocrine organ. It's not just a digestive tube. It is literally producing chemical messengers that shape your behavior. And ghrelin is one of the strongest. Now, what about ghrelin and GLP-1? This is a big deal right now. GLP-1 is a hormone that increases satiety and reduces appetite. It also slows gastric emptying. So when people use GLP-1 agonists like semaglutide, tirzepatide, retatrutide, and others, they often experience reduced hunger. And one of the ways this happens is because these medications can influence ghrelin levels and ghrelin signaling. They can blunt the hunger drive. They can make people less food-focused. So if you want to understand why GLP-1 One drugs feel like food noise reduction. Ghrelin is part of the answer. Because ghrelin is one of the hormones behind that food noise. Now, let's talk about something people rarely discuss. Ghrelin may increase during weight loss, but it also can increase during intense exercise. This is why some people get hungrier after workouts, especially long endurance workouts. Your body burns glycogen, burns calories, and ghrelin rises to encourage refueling. But interestingly, intense exercise can sometimes temporarily suppress appetite right after. So there can be a short-term appetite suppression, followed by a delayed appetite increase later. This is why some people can finish a hard workout and not feel hungry, then suddenly get ravenous a few hours later. That's hormones and nervous system signaling catching up. Now let's talk about ghrelin and aging. Ghrelin levels and sensitivity may change with age. Appetite can decrease in older adults, and this can contribute to muscle loss, frailty, and poor nutrition. In some cases, stimulating appetite could actually be beneficial for older individuals who struggle to eat enough. So again, ghrelin is not inherently bad. It's a tool. Now let's get into what happens when ghrelin is too high chronically. Chronically elevated ghrelin can lead to overeating. It can lead to difficulty maintaining weight loss. It can increase cravings. And it can lead to more food-focused behavior. But high ghrelin is not always the root cause. Sometimes ghrelin is elevated because the body senses energy deficiency, meaning you're under-eating, overtraining, sleep-deprived, or stressed. So instead of trying to crush ghrelin, you might need to fix the lifestyle pattern driving it. Now, what about people who have had bariatric surgery? This is fascinating. Some types of bariatric surgery, like gastric bypass or sleeve gastrectomy, can dramatically reduce ghrelin production, because part of the stomach that produces ghrelin is removed or bypassed. That is one reason bariatric surgery can reduce hunger so strongly. It's not just stomach size. It's hormonal changes. So bariatric surgery is basically an endocrine intervention, not just a mechanical intervention. Now let's talk about ghrelin and eating disorders. Ghrelin can become dysregulated in chronic restrictive eating. If someone has been under-eating for a long time, ghrelin can stay high. But sometimes, in severe chronic restriction, the hunger signals can become blunted and ghrelin patterns can become abnormal. The body adapts. So it's complex. But in general, ghrelin is strongly tied to energy availability and survival signaling. Now let's talk about ghrelin and muscle building. If someone is trying to gain muscle, they need calories. They need protein. They need recovery. They need training stimulus. But appetite is a huge factor. And some people struggle to eat enough, especially hard gainers, especially athletes with high training volume, especially people with high stress, especially people who are naturally lean. In those people, a higher ghrelin response might actually help them eat enough to support growth. So in the bodybuilding world, appetite can be a limiting factor. And peptides that stimulate ghrelin signaling can increase appetite, which can help increase calorie intake. Now, that does not mean everyone should be stimulating ghrelin. Because if someone is trying to lose weight, the last thing they want is extra hunger. But for the right person, appetite stimulation is a tool. Now, let's talk about ghrelin and growth hormone secretagogues again. This is where the peptide community really cares. The ghrelin receptor is the GHSR receptor. Growth hormone secretagogues bind to this receptor. Ghrelin binds to this receptor. And when this receptor is activated, it triggers growth hormone release. Now, growth hormone release is pulsatile. Your body releases growth hormone in pulses, mainly during sleep, but also during exercise and fasting. Secretagogues can increase these pulses, but they also can increase appetite. And the appetite effect depends on the compound. Some compounds are more appetite-heavy. Some are less. So if you've ever heard someone say, "This peptide makes me hungry as hell," they're probably talking about something with strong ghrelin receptor activity. Now, does ghrelin itself build muscle? Not directly. Ghrelin is not anabolic like testosterone. But through growth hormone stimulation and appetite stimulation, it can indirectly support an environment that helps muscle gain. But it's not magic. And it's not a steroid. Now, let's talk about ghrelin and fat storage. Ghrelin can promote fat storage indirectly because it increases food intake. But there's also evidence that ghrelin influences how the body partitions nutrients, meaning it can influence whether calories go toward fat storage or energy use. But again, this is context dependent, because ghrelin is tied into survival, and the body's survival mode is to store energy when it can. Now, if we zoom out, ghrelin is part of a bigger system. It works alongside insulin, leptin, cortisol, thyroid hormones, GLP-1, and many other metabolic regulators. So if you are trying to optimize your body composition, you cannot focus on ghrelin alone. You have to look at the whole hormonal picture. Now, let's talk about ways people can naturally manage ghrelin. Number one is sleep. If you want to control hunger, get your sleep under control, because sleep is one of the fastest ways to regulate ghrelin and leptin. Number two is protein intake. High-protein meals tend to reduce ghrelin more effectively. This is why people feel fuller on higher-protein diets. Number three is meal timing consistency. If you eat at random times, your ghrelin rhythm becomes chaotic. But if you have a consistent eating pattern, your body adapts. Number four is stress management. Chronic stress can disrupt hunger hormones. So if you're stressed all the time, your appetite signals will often become more extreme. Number five is fiber. Fiber slows digestion, improves satiety, and can reduce hunger signaling. Number six is hydration. Sometimes dehydration can be misinterpreted as hunger. And while ghrelin is not directly a hydration hormone, thirst and hunger signals overlap.
Now let's talk about fasting.
Fasting increases ghrelin. But interestingly, ghrelin comes in waves. So people often say, when I fast, I get hungry, but then the hunger goes away. That's true, because ghrelin spikes, then drops, then spikes again later. It's rhythmic. So hunger is not always linear. Now, some people claim fasting improves appetite control long term. And in some cases it might, because the body adapts to fewer meals. So ghrelin spikes at the times you normally eat. If you stop eating breakfast every day, your ghrelin spike in the morning may reduce over time. So fasting can actually retrain your ghrelin rhythm. But if someone is fasting too aggressively, they can also increase ghrelin chronically and end up binge eating. So fasting is a tool, not a religion. Now, what about ghrelin and weight loss medications? GLP-1 medications can blunt ghrelin signaling. That's part of why they work. But it's also why some people lose their desire to eat entirely. And that can be good for weight loss, but it can also cause problems if they are not getting enough protein, enough nutrients, or enough calories to maintain muscle. So if someone is on a GLP-1 medication, they need to be very intentional about nutrition. Because just not eating is not the goal. The goal is improving body composition and metabolic health, not just shrinking the scale number. Now, let's talk about the psychological side. Ghrelin can increase food obsession. This is important, because when someone diets, they start thinking about food constantly, and they think it's because they're weak. But ghrelin literally changes brain signaling. It increases the reward response to food cues. Meaning when ghrelin is high, seeing food commercials, smelling food, or being around food can trigger a stronger response. So dieting is not just willpower. It's biology. Now, let's talk about ghrelin and inflammation. Some research suggests ghrelin may have anti-inflammatory properties. It may reduce certain inflammatory cytokines. It may play a role in immune regulation. And this is why some researchers have explored ghrelin in inflammatory diseases. But we're still learning. It's not fully mapped out. Now, let's talk about ghrelin and the heart. Ghrelin has been studied for cardiovascular effects. It may influence blood pressure and heart function. There is research suggesting ghrelin might have protective cardiovascular roles. But again, this is not something people should self-treat with. This is more of a scientific curiosity at this stage. Now, one of the most interesting topics is ghrelin and longevity, because ghrelin is tied to fasting signaling. And fasting signaling is tied to autophagy. Autophagy is the body's cellular recycling system. So when people fast, they often activate cellular repair pathways. And ghrelin rises during fasting. So ghrelin is part of the hormonal environment of fasting. Now, Does ghrelin itself cause longevity benefits?
We don't know.
But it is part of the broader metabolic signaling network that interacts with caloric restriction, energy balance, and survival biology. And survival biology is deeply connected to longevity science. Now, let's talk about a weird fact. Some people with obesity have lower ghrelin levels compared to lean individuals. And that sounds backwards, right? Because you'd think people with obesity would have higher hunger hormones. But the body is complex. In obesity, ghrelin may be suppressed because the body has abundant stored energy. But the issue might not be ghrelin. The issue might be leptin resistance, meaning the brain stops responding properly to leptin. So even though leptin is high, the brain acts like it's low. So the person doesn't feel satisfied. And then eating becomes driven more by reward pathways than by hunger hormone levels. So obesity is not always about ghrelin being high. Sometimes it's about the brain's inability to sense fullness. Now, what about ghrelin and alcohol? Alcohol can increase appetite for many people. And alcohol can influence ghrelin levels. This is why drinking can lead to overeating, especially late at night, especially in social settings. Now, what about ghrelin and cannabis? Cannabis is famous for the munchies. And part of that involves ghrelin signaling and appetite regulation pathways. So yes, ghrelin is connected to the munchies conversation too. Now, let's talk about ghrelin and cravings for sugar. Ghrelin can increase the desire for quick energy. And sugar is quick energy. So when ghrelin is high, your brain may prefer carbs. This is why people on strict low-calorie diets often start fantasizing about desserts. Because the brain is screaming for fast fuel. Now, let's talk about the biggest practical takeaway from ghrelin. If you are trying to lose fat, you need to expect ghrelin to rise. That's not failure. That's biology. So the goal is not to eliminate hunger completely. The goal is to create a strategy that is sustainable even with elevated hunger signals. That means focusing on protein, fiber, volume eating, sleep, stress management, and strength training. Because strength training helps preserve lean mass. And preserving lean mass helps protect metabolism. Now, if you are trying to gain muscle, you need to use ghrelin to your advantage. Meaning you may want to eat more consistently, train hard, sleep well, and potentially use appetite-supporting strategies if you struggle to eat enough. Now, let's talk about why people regain weight after dieting. This is called adaptive thermogenesis. When you diet, your metabolism slows. Your hunger hormones increase. Your energy expenditure decreases. Your body becomes more efficient. And ghrelin is one of the hormones pushing you to regain. So the solution is not extreme restriction. The solution is gradual fat loss, strength training, adequate protein, and not staying in aggressive calorie deficits forever. Now, let's talk about ghrelin and thyroid. When you diet hard, thyroid hormones can drop. That slows metabolism. And when thyroid slows, you feel tired, cold, sluggish, and hungry. So again, dieting is not just calories. It's endocrine function. Now, another interesting point is ghrelin's effect on growth hormone release during fasting. Fasting increases ghrelin. Fasting can increase growth hormone pulses. This is why some people say fasting helps preserve muscle. Now, to be clear, fasting does not magically build muscle. But the hormonal environment of fasting may help preserve lean tissue compared to what you might expect during calorie restriction. But you still need protein and training stimulus for muscle growth. Now, let's talk about how ghrelin interacts with insulin sensitivity. When people are overweight, insulin resistance can be present. When insulin resistance is present, hunger and cravings can become more intense. Because blood sugar fluctuates. So managing insulin sensitivity can help manage hunger hormones indirectly. Now, what improves insulin sensitivity? Strength training. Walking after meals. Reducing ultra-processed foods. Getting enough sleep. Managing stress. Eating adequate protein. Not overeating constantly. So again, lifestyle is medicine. Now, let's talk about ghrelin in women versus men. Women often experience appetite changes tied to the menstrual cycle. And hormones like estrogen and progesterone influence hunger and cravings. Ghrelin interacts with this system. So women may notice that appetite increases at certain times of the month. And that is normal. It's hormonal. So instead of fighting it with willpower, it's smarter to plan for it. Increase protein. Increase volume foods. Increase hydration. And don't beat yourself up for feeling hungry. Now, in menopause, appetite regulation can change too. Estrogen drops. Body composition shifts. Insulin sensitivity can shift. And hunger hormones can behave differently. So understanding ghrelin becomes even more important in that stage of life. Now, let's talk about ghrelin and recovery. Ghrelin may increase during periods of physical stress. Hard training increases appetite. Injury can increase metabolic demands. Illness can change hunger signals. So ghrelin can fluctuate based on the body's recovery needs. Now, let's talk about the biggest myth. The myth is that hunger means you're doing something wrong.
No.
Hunger means your body is responding to a signal. Sometimes that signal is legitimate. Sometimes it's habit. Sometimes it's emotional. Sometimes it's hormonal. But hunger itself is not a moral failure. And when you understand ghrelin, you stop taking hunger personally. You start treating it like data. You start saying, okay, my ghrelin is probably elevated. How do I manage this intelligently? Now, let's get into what you should watch for if you are using peptides that affect ghrelin pathways. If you are using growth hormone secretagogues, you may notice increased hunger, especially at night. You may notice stronger cravings. You may notice changes in sleep. You may notice water retention depending on growth hormone stimulation. You may notice increased appetite and improved recovery. But you also need to be careful, because appetite stimulation can lead to fat gain if calories go too high. So these tools should be used intentionally. Now, let's talk about the big picture again. Ghrelin is the hunger hormone, but it is also a survival hormone. It is also a growth hormone signaling hormone. It is also a gut-brain hormone. It is also a reward and motivation hormone. And it is one of the most powerful reasons why weight loss is hard. So if you're someone who has struggled with appetite, weight cycling, or cravings, you are not broken. You are not weak. You are human. And your hormones are doing exactly what they were designed to do. Now, if I had to summarize ghrelin in one sentence, I would say this. Ghrelin is your body's way of keeping you alive, even when your brain is trying to diet. And once you understand that, you stop fighting yourself and start working with your biology. Now, before we close, I want to give you a few practical strategies to keep ghrelin under control. Number one, prioritize sleep. 7 to 9 hours, consistently. Number two, eat enough protein daily. This is one of the strongest appetite control tools. Number three, don't diet too aggressively for too long.
Take breaks.
Use maintenance phases. Number four, strength train. Muscle is metabolic armor. Number five, manage stress. Cortisol and ghrelin can team up against you. Number six, focus on whole foods. Ultra-processed foods hijack hunger and reward systems. Number seven, stay hydrated. And number eight, stop demonizing hunger. Learn to interpret it. Because ghrelin is not your enemy. It's your body trying to protect you. Disclaimer. Again, this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. I am not a medical professional, and this is not medical advice. Always consult a qualified healthcare provider before making changes to your diet, lifestyle, supplements, medications, or peptide use. Thanks for listening, keep learning, and stay curious.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.